And they had taught me those principles. And you know, some people never learn those principles. The first principle, they don't go to church. And then number two, if you're in church and you don't hear about tithing and you don't know how to tithe and you don't know God, the one that's holding your increase, do you know that without God, you can't do nothing? I mean, you can't do nothing. And people think, I am not going to give that preacher 10% of my money. Well, when you give your money to the church, you don't give that money to the preacher. You give that money to God. And he holds the preacher accountable for the way he spends it. When I give money to ministries, I give it to the ministry. You know, like GLC, I try to give them a very nice donation at least every 3 months because they air my shows 3 and 4 times a week. I've been on them for 10 years. And you know how much money being on GLC, I guess about the first 8 years, they produced all of my shows out there. I went out there, and when I first started, they paid for my hotel, they paid for my airfare, they paid for their production, and they aired the shows 4 times a week for free. Can you beat a deal like that? No, you can't beat a deal like it. So whenever my ministry started growing a little and I started making a little money, I started driving out there and paying my own gas and driving in my own car. And then I started paying my own hotel bill. And then I couldn't pay the production costs because I didn't know what that cost. So I just thought, well, every quarter I'll just give them a very sizable donation. As my ministry expands and the money comes in, I will use it for the glory of God. I'll give the substance that God gives me instead of going out and spending my money foolishly, doing crazy things like a fool. Some young men, when they get money, they just go wild. You know, buy everything, you know, this, that, and go out to your friends, you know, go to the bar and drinking and all kinds of stuff. I've seen it happen. Man, I've come into money. You know, everybody wants a drink. Let me buy you a round. You know, so you cost $500 that night for a bar bill. You're an idiot. You know, first thing, you shouldn't be in that stupid bar. That's not what God wants you to be. He wants you to be in his house so he can bless you. If you continue to do that, it won't be long. You'll be flat broke again. In fact, I was reading the other day that NFL and basketball player, you know, some of these boys make millions, millions. I can't believe what they pay some of them guys. And they said 5 years after they quit playing football, they're all broke. They're bankrupt. So you made $20 million in 10 years. And 5 years later, you ain't got nothing. You're going to lose your house. You know what them boys are not doing? They're not putting God first. They're not tithing. When they come along, they didn't give God 10% of all their increase. If they'd have leaned not on their own understanding, but they would have leaned on God's understanding, and they had to have turned from evil. In fact, I saw in the news the other night, I watch a little news once in a while, I try to watch the weather, but the other night when I turned it on, there was this great big football player that was drinking and killed his friend. Yeah. Y'all heard about that, right? They told the guy, we're going to be good to you, we're going to let you off, but we're going to put this monitor on you so you don't drink. You can't drink when you drive, you got to be clean. 3 or 4 times now, this machine has told him he's drinking and driving. This guy's a fool. He's an absolute fool. Now he may go to jail for 15 years because of his stupidity. That doesn't sound like God's really blessing him, does it? Isn't that crazy? It is absolutely stupid. But you know, mankind's pretty stupid. Because man won't read this book and obey this book. Now, if God says, honor the Lord with your substance, that means everything you have, it belongs to him. And with the first fruits of all your increase, and if you will do that, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Now, I'm bragging on God when I say this, don't get me wrong. I have to build new buildings every couple of years to add my substance to. I got so much stuff, I ain't got room to put it all. I had to build about a 40 or 50 or 60 foot lean-to, I call them, over the top down here a while back at one of my places, one of my little places, because I got so many trucks and so many tractors and so many backhoes and everything else, I ain't got a place for all of them to be, so I don't want them out in the sun. So I had to build a great big giant cover over the top so I could park all my tractors and trucks and equipment underneath that barn. Who did that? God. Of course. I mean, you know, I give him at least 10 or 15 or 20% of every dime I make. The ministry I use, we dedicate everything the ministry does back to the ministry. You know, we serve the Lord. We send, as some of you know, we send out 10,000 of these CDs and DVDs a week, free and postpaid, don't charge nobody nothing. Now, who but God can do something like that? Boy, if you'd have told me when I had the best job I ever had in my life as an engineer, when I was up at the top, director of engineering for the whole southern half of the United States, I couldn't have done that. I could have sent my whole paycheck and I couldn't have sent that out. But God pays the bill. Isn't it amazing when you bless Him with everything and when He finds out He can trust you? Yeah, that's the whole thing. Son, if I were to give you $1 million today, what would you do with it? Do you know what most young men would tell me? They'd name me everything they're going to do. I'm going to buy me a new car. I'm going to buy me a new pickup. I'm going to buy me a nice home. They get down to the end, I said, is that all you're going to do? Well, yeah, right now that's all I'm going to do. Do you know something you forgot? You never mentioned God in that whole thing? Oh, God, what's He got to do with this? And so if that young man or woman was given $1 million, guess what? In 3 or 4 or 5 years, it's gone. And you're flat broke right where you was when you started because you didn't put God in the middle of it. Now then, if the first thing, I said, I give you $1 million, what are you going to do with this? Well, Thurman, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to take 20% of it and give it to God. Amen. That's the first thing I'm going to do. And then I'm going to look around and see if there's other ministers out there that really may be struggling, that are doing His work, that need some, and I might continue to give a little to each one of them. I might even go up to, since it's $1 million, I might even go up to 50% to give away. I mean, after all, I'd still have 500,000 left over. Do you know what? If you give God 50% of that, you would never decrease beyond that 500,000. It would continue to increase. And the more you give away, the more He would bless you. Is that the way it works? Yeah, that's the way it works. And it's just amazing the people that come to me and say, I got to have money. I want to say, are you tithing? Well, I can't afford to tithe. No, you can't afford not to tithe. You can't afford not to tithe. If you give to God, He will bless your socks off. Who is in control of your finances? God is, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not. He is in control of your finances. And he tells us He is. He says there, if you give Him, honor Him with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase, He said your barns will be filled and your presses with new wine. I mean, you're going to have plenty to eat and drink. You're going to have to worry about where you're going to eat or drink. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't make any difference if the whole world falls apart. If you've been obeying God, He's going to bless you. I mean, King David said, I have been young and now I am old. He said, I have never seen the righteous begging bread. So if we walk in obedience to God's word, we won't ever have to worry about not having plenty. He will bless us and He will bless our socks off. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to ask the question one more time. How many of you would like to have a healthy life? Now, how many of you would like to have a long life? And how many of you would like to have a prosperous life? So what do we have to do? We have to turn from evil and do good, walk in love, right? Yep. Now then, you gotta keep this beast from being resurrected from the dead because it'll ruin your life. I mean, if you'll let him, you know, if you'll let this beast that you live in, if you'll let him rule you, and the only way he's not going to rule you, if you're in the Word every day. If you're in the Word, then you'll be led by the Spirit. And if you're led by the Spirit, then the beast, no, he will not rule. He'll come up and say, I want to do this. And you say, get out of here. Mm-mm, I ain't going there. He will rule you if you let Him, but you have to take that authority. That's just like when people come to me and they're on drugs, they're a Christian, but they're on drugs, alcohol, pornography, whatever it is, and they say, Pastor, I am sick and tired of this. I want to be delivered. I tell them, I say, God made you a guarantee in His Word to deliver you. He did? I say, yes. Where is it at? I said, it's in Joel 2:32. Now, look at this. Then we'll come back to Proverbs here. Look what he says here. Joel 2:32. This is a guarantee from God. What is the very first line? Maybe it'll come to pass. What does it say? Well, now, can God lie?
No.
If God said, and it shall come to pass, and then, of course, he says, it's only going to work for Thurman.
No.
That's not what he said?
No.
Oh, so whosoever. And it shall come to pass that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Is that what it said?
Yes.
So if you're on pornography, if you're on drugs, you're on alcohol, you're on anything you don't like, anything that's bad, medicine, even pharmaceutical medicines, you know, if you don't want those things, you know they're killing you. You know, that's what really gets me. You cannot take a medicine that the doctor prescribes that there's not some kind of a side effect on that thing. What gets me, it says, if you use this, it will control your blood pressure. But in 3 to 5 years, it causes a liver failure. And you think I'm going to take that? I might have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. Isn't it amazing? But here's the thing that we forget. This is a spiritual law. It's not a physical law. It's a spiritual law. So if the Spirit of God is leading you and you're in the Word and you've got this hidden in your heart and you say, Lord, I want to be delivered from alcohol or nicotine or whatever it is. I want to be delivered from it. He made you a promise, did he not? Amen. Then if you call up him on behalf of this scripture, does God ever say no to his children? No, he does not. He never says no. So when you come to him and you say, Lord, I need to be delivered of alcohol or nicotine, whatever it is. Well, he said, son, I give you a promise in Joel 2:32. Right there it is. That it shall come to pass. That whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. In other words, I made you a promise, didn't I? Now then, he says, it's yours. Now, if you're led by the Spirit, and as soon as you get somewhere and maybe that drink of alcohol, maybe you go down to the restaurant or whatever, and the guy comes and said, what would you like to drink? You like a beer or wine? And immediately the flesh will say, yeah, I'll have a beer. But the Spirit man will say, no, you can't have that. If you're being led by the Spirit, will the Spirit do that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he'll slap your hand and say, no. I mean, you asked God to deliver you. He did. Now then, you're going to have to let the Spirit drive you. So when they want to ask you, do you want a beer? You say, no. And the flesh will say, but you know, you love that stuff. The Spirit's going to say, but that man died. That man died. He's dead. You asked me to deliver you? I done it. Now all you got to do is stay in the Spirit.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Good Health, Long Life, and Prosperity, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.